Hagozel is a very famous parak, and it's a new start. Today, I'm going to try to make some kind of connection to the previous man where we learned the first part of the Masechta. We'll see if we have time to do that. Let's begin with the first four words of the Mishnah. Lulav Hagozel v'hayovesh posel. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. On the first day of Sukkot, to take 4 minim, the Arba minim. Lulav is the tall of them, as you all know. That's why the bracha is made on the lulav, as we'll see later in the Gemara. That's why presumably the Tana of the Mishnah, the Perek, started with lulav. Then he gets to Hadassim. Then he gets to Aravas, and finally gets to Esrik. Most expensive was last, I guess. So we're discussing the laws of lulav, but the first sugya we'll be encountering is the sugya of mitzvah bo b'aveira, and mitzvah bo b'aveira, of course, applies to all 4 minim. So we call it lulav agazel, but presumably the same would apply to all the other minim. Yavesh, that was a local din, which applies to lulav. We're going to postpone the local din of lulav until we finish the first sugya. And the first sugya will be a little bit out of character for Ashir. Ashir tries to focus more on the practical aspects of the Masechta. The sugya mitzvah of Aveira is mostly what we call a lomdashi, a shivash, a sugya. But nonetheless, you can't skip it because this is the place in Shas we have to learn it. There's some things we can go over, but not this one. So we'll have a little bit of a, as you saw, I brought some Sfarah, I didn't bring a Shulchan Aruch. Nothing, because today we're not going to be discussing anything lemaisa, but for those in the shiur, as you saw in the email, I asked you to bring a only one mefarash on the Masechta. That's the Ritva, because he's the main perish that we have. If you see some people quoting a Rashba, it means the Ritva, because they got confused in the olden years. So if you have a Ritva, and in terms of the halacha, the Hebraic Mishnah Brura and a regular Shulchan Aruch. And the rest of the Svarah we'll try to figure out as we go. There'll be a Marah Makomas, which are primarily restricted to those Makoros. I don't want to burden people to buy 100 different Svarah. And the other Svarah we show on the screen, which we have here, which will be able to enable me to show you what we want to talk about, even if it's not in those few Svarah that I expect people to have with them. Fine. So we learned the four words. Lula v'agozel v'hayovesh posel. Let's skip the rest of the Mishnah. Now the Torah says again, okay, take a look. All of you have the Torah or HaShalem. Alright, you see it's Oz Beis. I assume you all have these kinds of Gemaras. Oz V'Hoda, everyone has that? Yeah. So, and then it says at the end of the Pasuk, Usmachtam lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Later in the Masechta, it tells us that in the Mikdash, there was a mitzvah to have the lulav 7 days, presumably based upon the Shivas Yamin. But in Medina, outside the Mikdash, there's only a mitzvah to have 1 day. So the fact that we take, I'm sure you all know, we take lulav 7 days, it's called the Zeichel Mikdash. The first day is Minat Torah, second day in Chutzarot is already a Shaila. We'll get to that also one of these days. But in Eretz Yisrael, the first day is Minat Torah, the next 6 days are Midrabanan, Zecher leMikdash. Okay? But the Mishnah made no distinction between the first day and what they call the second day. The second day doesn't just mean the second day, it means day 2 through 7. It could be in America, it's 3 through 7, because the second day is a Sveik of the Yoma, but the Tana was in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Bishnah b'yavesh hodar b'inan v'leka. What does it say? Look what it says. Lukat lachan v'yom harishon is in the side. Pre-eats. Hodar. Hodar. Wait a minute. Hodar says by what? Who knows what pre-eats hodar is? Anyone know what it is? Esrig. What's kapas tomorrow? Lulav. So what do you mean? Hodar. It says hodar when it comes to the Esrig. The Gemara is assuming over here that the word hodar, which is found in the Torah HaKdosha with respect to Esrig, applies to lulav as well. Perhaps this is what we call a hekesh, a juxtaposition, it's close by. Right? Hodar, the next words after hodar was kapas tamar. So the presumably the lulav also has to have what we call a status of hodr. And if it's yavish, if it's dried out, again we'll get the details later on, it's no longer considered the category of hodr. Fine. And the Gemara also seems to be assuming over here that the idea of hodr applies not just the first day, but applies throughout the 7 days. That's what the Gemara says, no? Bishlama yavish hodr binan. So it applies all 7 days. We'll get to that. It's also majorly controversial, but not a topic for today. So elagazel bishle yom tovishin dechsev lachem ishalachem. The second word ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon has to belong to you. If you stole it, it's not yours. Elabiyom tov sheni amaylo. Apparently, the word lachem is limited to yom arishon, but does not apply beyond the first day. So the question then becomes, why can you not fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen lulav after the first day? Any questions? If you have a question, this shia can raise your hand at any time. It's a small shia. Feel very comfortable to raise your hand at any moment. Yes?
Isn't Rashi, Mashmah, and Mishnah saying that it's not from the Hadar, rather it's from Zekir and Amed?
That's a great question. That's such a great question. Tosi is that question. Since you ask it, we'll look at it a little bit. You know what? Let's not look at it, because if you look at it now, it's not. That's the next topic. The next topic is going to be Yovesh and Hodor. Today's topic, and tomorrow's, and the next day, and probably the next day, is Mitzvah Habah Baveira. We're going to try to focus on that, because you have to go in some kind of order or another. You can't do everything at once. It's U.S. Tosis Kash. That was not in the Maram Makomas, that Tosis. That's the first Tosis in the Perek. Okay? We'll discuss it at great length, but not today. Okay? So you see, he asked a good question. So you can raise your hand too. Okay? The new Talmidim, can you raise your hand? This is a very open shiur. Okay. Now we start the sugya. Omer Rabbi Yochum Mishim Rabbi Shim Yochoi Mishim Da'avalei Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveiro. Oho. This is it. This is the famous Rabbosai. You all heard of this phrase before, no? No one never. It's like a new phrase. Everyone knows what mitzvah. Yeah, everyone knows, but no one knows. Let's figure out if we can figure out what a mitzvah really is and some of the very complex details. And I tell you in advance, as much as we're going to go into the sugya, there's much more that we're not going to say, because this is too much. It's endless. But we'll discuss some of the highlights of this very important sugya. We call it a shas sugya. How do you know it's true? Shenema. It's a pasuk. It's hard for us to read without dots, you know. So you look on the side, it tells you how to read with dots. It's called the Torah or HaShalim. It's a pasuk in Malachi. Okay? Va'avesem gozul v'yesapiseach v'yesacholem. You're going to bring a stolen animal or a lame animal or a sick animal, and you bring it to Hashem. Ha'eretze also mi'etchem mamar Hashem. Will Hashem want it? That's not nice to bring a lame animal, a balmum, as a korban. You're not allowed to do that. And so too, you're not allowed to bring a stolen korban. So what's the juxtaposition of gozel and piseach? Gozel dima de piseach? Ma piseach lesle takanta? Av gozel lesle takanta? Right, this lame animal, there's no way to fix it up. They don't have surgeries to make it a whole. So too, gozel has no takana. Let's take a look in Rashi. We haven't learned any Rashi yet. Let's take a look. Shenema, Vavesem Gozel, Dashkechon Kro, the Ose Lehovi Mitzvah Bavera, Mapiser Elo Takana, the Achazman, La Kriva, Shre Mum Kavu Alomisi, Av Gozel Yafina Mino, Elo Takana, the Achazman, Vafilu Biyush. What does Yush mean? Giving up hope. Did you ever learn in grade school the sugya of Yiyah Shalom Yidas? Very famous. People start giving more with Eilu Metzias. It's a very famous, everyone knows what Yiyah means. Right, giving up. Rashi says, Afilu b'yiyush, t'shamina l'amore d'miyash, I'm a violin l'chesor and kiss. That's a sugya in Eilu Metzias, you may remember that. V'af agav l'inyan mikni, aminu b'vavakama samaches, t'konele b'yiyush. Now, this is very controversial, this Rashi. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's called Yish Kana or Yish Lo Kana. Sometimes it's called Yish Kedi Kana. What does the word Kedi mean? Alone. Because Yish may actually create an acquisition in combination with other things. Shinui. We'll get to that. But so it's a dispute whether Yish Kana or not. Rashi is assuming over here that even if you're Kana be Yish, Havi Didei, Afilahachi Ikruvil Mizbeachlo. Even though you were Kona B'Yush, you can no longer bring it as a korban. Why not? Mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. Loshna lefnei yish, loshna liyach yish. Fine. Says the Gemara. Bishlama lefnei yish, adam kiyakav mikem amarachmana, v'lavdi deyu. Just as we had lochem, we have mikem. Elad lach yish, hakanye b'yush. This is what, why did Rashi say that Yish is Kona, it's a machlokas. The answer is because the Gemara said so. Hakanya be Yish. There's a huge Tosus. Who saw the Tosus Hakanya? I'm just finding out from my own knowledge. Who looked at the Tosus Hakanya? Who looked at it yet? Raise your hand if you looked at it. Okay, so you looked at it. Good. So we'll see. The Tosus is very important, but I didn't say you finished it. I looked at it. I was very careful with my words. Okay, so you say, okay. Okay. Yeah. Elalav Mishum. Okay, so we, for Hashem, we cracked the ice. We saw the first sugya, the concept of mitzvah b'aveira, which is derived from a pasuk in Malachi. Okay, we're not done yet. The same people whose names were found in the last line of Chav Tesem and Beis are found in Laman and Aleph. Same person. Ma'idav Siv. Now there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Let's read from the side. Ki ani Hashem oev mishpat sone gozel be'ola. Now we're going to use the word gezel, which is the yeshivish pronunciation. But I just want to, for the record, at least once, we should get it right. It's called gozel, but no one calls it gozel. It's called gezel, right? Okay, just laying it out. But they put dots in. Okay, fine. So yeah, Moshe LeMelech Bosavadam, she over al Beis HaMeches, the king is passing the customs. Omer LeAvadav Tnu Meches LeMochse, give the customs, give the money. Omer Lo, for the kol haMeches kulo shelcho, it's going into your pocket. Omer Lehem, Imeni Yilmudu kol ovdei drach over a drachim lo yavrichu atzem en haMeches. Interesting example, right? Ava Kodesh Baruch Omer. And Hashem sone gozel be'ol gezel gozel be'ola mimeni yilmudu bonai v'yavrichu atzman min ha'gezel. That's a beautiful Gemara. Beautiful. It's a musa haskel. One on the side it says min ha'gozul. Okay, what is stolen? Okay, Rabbosai. So we have two sources to stay away from gezel. From the same persons, Rav Yochanan Shimon Bar Yochai, the first was called Mitzvah B'Aveira, and based on the pasuk in Malachi, and the second member sounds like it's saying the same thing, but it's based upon a pasuk in Yeshaya, and they don't use the words Mitzvah B'Aveira as such, but they're expounding on a pasuk in Yeshaya, and it comes to a similar conclusion. So it appears. Itmanami. Om Rabbi Ami Yovish Posel Nesh Ein Hodor Gozul Posel Shudahavale Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira. So now you have a third source for Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira. Any questions so far? Now it starts the machlekes. Upligi the Rabbi Yitzha. Om Rabbi Yitzha Banachmeni Yamashmuel Lo Shonu. Shonu means the Lashon Mishnah. Lo Shonu. The Mishnah didn't say what it said. Ela Biyom Tev Rishin. As opposed to the first line of the parak, which says "Kaposik v'tani loshta rishon loshta sheni," no, that's just an assumption. But Shmuel, Yitzchak, the name of Shmuel, says it's not true. Avyanta sheni mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotzi nami b'gozul. What does that mean? It need not be yours. It need not be yours. Rashi explains mitoch sheyotze b'shol. Watch this. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol. Tov yom tov sheni lo ksiv lachem lemutei. And therefore, you don't need lechem. So Yotze begozel too. I bet Sibah Bavera, presumably, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni and Shmuel, at first glance, denies the concept of mitzvah haba v'aveira. I mean, that's what it sounds like, right? Who saw the bottom Tosfos? Okay, what is it? So this is an easy, it's a one-liner. Not a half a line. We're both saying, let's start the easy part. A half a line Tosfos. Mitov sheyotze v'shol yotze v'gozel hocha davka shehu midirabonon lo chayish a mitzvah haba v'aveira. Tosfos is so convinced that mitzvah haba v'aveira is a universal principle that everybody holds from, that he felt compelled to say, the Gemara doesn't say it, Tosfos said it, that the only time that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmena ben Shmuel denied mitzvah haba v'aveira is on the second day, which is only midirabonon, rabosai. You with me? Doesn't have to be this way. Someone might argue with the Tosfos, but so far, it is what it is. Okay? So far, Abbas is so good. Let's go on. Fine. Masi Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Lula Vagozel Vayovish Posel Hoshaul Kosher Borrowed Amos Ilem Abiyom Tavrishin Hoksiv Lachem Yishal Lachem Vailav Di Deil. If you borrow it, it's not yours. Elalav Biyom Tavsheni Vikatoni Gozul is puzzle. So this is a question against whom? Against Shmuel. Against Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Shmuel. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. What's the answer? Who gave the answer? Different texts. Omar Rava, Rava Omar, Ravashi, Leolam, the last four lines in the daf. Biyom the Rishon. Volomi boy come. Lo bi boy shol the lavdi dehu avol gozel emos tam zelo yishbalim hu uchadi deidami. Paradoxically, you're not yotzi with a borrowed lulav. You can be yotzi with a stolen lulav. Why? Because a stolen lulav the owner gave up and that belongs to you. Kamash malon. Kamashman what? Don't we yont the Rishon? It's a question, yont the Rishon. Wait a second. So what does it mean? There's an inference. Hashol kosher can't. The inference is wrong. The inference is wrong. Gozel is puzzle, and certainly shol is puzzle on the first day, because shol is certainly not yours. Gozel is a havamin. It's yours because the nigzal gave up and you acquire it. Okay, so we've deflected that question. Omul Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari. What are Avankari, gentlemen? What's Avankari? Merchants. Merchants. Okay. Kizav Nisu Asa Me Akum. Rashi. Shetiknu Hadas. See, we had Lulav, we had Esther a little bit. Now we have Hadas. Only the Arab is left out. Okay, even Hadas got into the picture. Okay? Egod behind the Hoshana. The word Hoshana in this context means the threesome. What's the threesome, Rabosai? Lulav, Hadassim, and Baruch Hashem, Rabos got in. Okay, so we have all the four men. Good. Lo Tigzizu Atun. What does it mean? You don't cut it off from the ground. Ela Ligzuha Inu. Rashi, heim means the goyim, yachtuchu ben amachuba v'yitnu lachem. Make sure they cut it from the ground. Why? V'yavol, they should give it to you. My timer. Stam ov dekachovim gazlenei arasininu. Rashi, v'shema oso kaka miyisrol hava. Maybe the goy from whom you're purchasing it stole the land from a Yisrael. I have a question, gentlemen. Why, if Rav Huna bent out of shape here, but the possibility that people will not fulfill the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu on Sukkos, isn't there a bigger problem here? What's that called? Gezel, stealing. That doesn't bother him. Sounds like one of those individuals that we're not happy with, you know? Whether it's they're so religious in their ritual observance, but they don't care about Benam Lechavera. That's a good question. It's not my question. The question was raised by Rabbi Lozo Moshe Horowitz. We had him a few times, if you recall, on the last man. He is a safer on this parak, but it's Beremiza in his comment in the back of the Gemara, which we're not going to go there right now. Okay. The short answer is the first word in Rashi. What's the first word in Rashi?
Shema.
Maybe. So it's only a maybe. You're not required to worry about it. It's only a small chance. You're not required to worry about it from the perspective of Gzeilin. But since that small chance may in fact be true, you have to worry about it from the perspective of the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Sukkos. Okay, let's go further. So what do? You don't cut it off. They should cut it off and give it to you. My time. Since there's a possibility that the guy who's selling you the Hadassim stole the land from a Jew. Lama Nebed Beis, everyone say. Vikarka eino nigzeles. What does that mean? Karka eino nigzeles. What do you mean? It's contrafactual. People steal land all the time. What do you mean, karka? What does it mean, karka? Rabbi, what are the words? Karka eino nigzeles. Anybody know what the words mean? What do they mean? People throw people off the. People steal land. You ever read about the. We won't talk about it, but the United States of America is probably a lot of stolen land. You know, the Americans are very down there on the Israelis. They claim that someone has a claim of a land that they may take down the whole ganz America stolen land. What are we talking about? Anyway, but that's not for now. Okay. So what do you mean you can't steal land? Rabosa, what does it mean? How do you understand it? It means the top three words of Tosfos. Klomar, Eina Knuya Legazlan Bisham Yish. That's what it means. It doesn't mean it's not stolen de facto. Of course people steal land. But it's not acquired by the Gazlan. Even if there is Yish. Anything else means that, what do we say? Rashi is assuming that the Sugya, that Yish is Kona. That means if I steal a pen and the person gives up on the pen becomes mine. But if I steal land and gives up on the land does not become mine. That's what it means, kaka and exiles. Not, as you call it, de facto, but de jure. It means in from the perspective of kinyanim, they don't work when it comes to karka. Fine? It's another important part of the sugya, which we'll discuss at greater length on Lamed Aleph from an Aleph. But not for today. Okay, just keep this in mind. It's a very important sugya. Kaka and Nixelos or not. It's a machlokos atanoim, as we shall see soon. Okay. Hilkach. Ligzizu inu. The goyim should cut the hadasim off the ground. Kihege the leve yush bailim biyadayoditu. So the original owner should give up when it's in the hands of the goyim. Why? Because since they cut it off, once it's cut off, it's no longer karka, and therefore the yish can take effect. Okay. Vishini arishus biyadaychu. The Tosfos, the Gemara is making an assumption. What means shini arishus biyadaychu? The assumption over here is that you could be kone with yish, and then a shini arishus has a greater impact. We have to understand exactly how that works as we go through the sugya. Okay, fine. So that's why you tell the goyim to cut it off the ground. You don't cut it off the ground yourself. Frek the Gemara. Sof. Ki gazizi avankiri. Let's say the merchants themselves would cut the hadassim off the ground. So, levi yish bailin bidayu. The owners give up when it's in the hands of the merchants. Vishina Yerushus Biyadan. When the merchants sell their wares to the general public. So it's the same thing. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Lotzricha Voshana de Avankiri Gufayu. No. The merchant is also a firmayid. He also has to have a mitzvah. So he wants to be, so for his hadassin that he's used for his own mitzvah, he has to make sure that the guy cuts it off the ground in order to enable him to fulfill the mitzvah in this fashion. Okay, fine. So far, Abosai, so good. Rashi has a number of important Rashi, but one is very important. Biyodan, again, it's two line Rashi. Didan halokhin osan mehen uli didan lav mitzvah haba ba'aveirahi. I didn't steal it. He sold it to me, so that's not going to say it's not. I didn't do any aveira. Apparently, it's not mitzvah haba aveira. Okay, someone says you're right. Biavagri gufayah says Rashi. But also, shem k'nuyim konim l'tzorchom lo tisbo. Then you have to have it cut off by the goyim in order that you, the Jew, should be able to fulfill the mitzvah when you bought it from him directly. You are the purchaser. You are the merchant. Fine. Frek the Gemara. Very important now again. For the k'nuyuha b'shinui maise. Rashi. She'agat shloshes amin in yachad d'shinui maise lo. What does shinui ma'aseh mean? If I steal something and I change it, I break it, case may be, it becomes mine. Whoever learned Baba Kama, raise your hand. A little Baba Kama? Yeah, a little bit. Got the later prakim, Perek Meruba, Agozel. This is it. This beginning of Perek, Lila Vagozel, is tremendously related to the sugyas in Perek Berub and Perek Agoz. It's the same Gemaras. So those who have learned that in the past have obviously a leg up. We'll try to explain it even for those who haven't learned it yet. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara. So if it's a change, right? So Rashi says again, just like Yish is Kone, so Shinu Maisa is also Kona. Says the Gemara, Kosovar, Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged. There's no need to tie the Lulav Adas and Rovas together. So there's no Shinui. The way you stole it is the way you're using it right now. No Shinui at all. Says the Gemara, No. Dim Tim Saloma, sorry. It's Lama Lulav Tzarech Eged. Yeah, man, says the Machlokas. Nonetheless, Shinu Yachoz Alibriyasahu. Rashi, Matir Egdon, Vahavaleke Varishona. Only a Shinu which cannot be brought back. When I say all the king's horses and all the king's men can bring Humpty back together again, is that how it goes? That's a Shinu Shinu Yachoz Alibriyasahu. If you tie three things together, you're not tied and you untie it. That's not going to be Kona. Okay. A hadas in Aramaic is asa, and hoshana we saw before is the entire threesome. Moses says no. Moses says meikora nami la asa hoshana karule Rashi al shem shirigilin laogdon hoshana b'chag. So the word hoshana applies both to the threesome and to the hadas itself. So there's no Shini Hashem. Any questions so far? We're just going through the Gemaras. It's always important to do the Gemara first. Then a little Rashi, then some Tosfos. Opposed to who's seen the Gemara Naflam and Aleph and Aleph? Raise your hand. Who's seen it? Baruch Hashem. Tanur Rabbanan. So we'll just learn through the Gemara. We're not too much Iyun right now, just to get to we know that what the Sugga is talking about. Sukkah Gzula. This is going to enable me to fulfill my word. We spent the whole semester talking about Sukkah. Now we're turning to Lulav. Oh, the word Sukkah appeared again. We'll try to say a little more than that, but anyway, Yotze a little bit. The word Sukkah right over here. Sukkah Gzula v'amasachek b'shus harabim Rabbi Lezer posel v'chachamim machshirin Omer Rav Nachman, Machlokas b'shetokev eschavera v'otziyah misukasov. Can you imagine that? A chutzpah. Reuven sitting in his field. Shimon goes over, throws Reuven out, and then sets up shop in Reuven's sukkah. Pule ploy. Rabbi Lezer l'tamei. We touched on that very briefly a while ago. So if I threw you out of your own sukkah, it's not mine, it's not Yotze. What status does it have? E kakan exeles sukkah gzulihi. If you pass this kakan, which Rebbe Leza happens to say that way, taptosis, emesu. Rebbe Leza holds kakan exeles, which is a unique sheet that we pass in that way, not that way. Inami kakan exeles sukkah sheulihi. And according to Rebbe Leza, you have to own your sukkah. Rabban le tamayu, army odim yotze dechovoso besukoso shechavero vekakan exeles. For sukkah shuli, great, no problem, right? I threw you out, but the halacha it's only considered to be like a borrowed sukkah because I cannot make any kinyanim in the sukkah's kaka and an exelus, as we saw the top three words of Tos Lamed and Beis. Okay, good. Avol gozal eitzim v'sichech bohen. I stole wood and I made tzchach out of it. Divri akol ein lo. Who's low? Who's low? This hanging pronouns are both. Who's low? Who? One more time?
The original
owner, the Nigzal. Hello, Demei Eitzim. He has no dibs, if you will, on the wood. He's entitled only to his money back. His money back. Mimai, how do you know? Midikotoni Dumidushusarabin. What did it say, Rabosai, on line 2? Sukkah gezula hamesachet b'shus harabim. What's the connection? Marishus harabim karka lav didehu. Sukkanami lav karka didehu. That's what it means, sukkah gezula. Not that you sold the wood, you sold the land. The same as the case of some shus harabim, which is in effect stolen land because the public land does not belong to you. Both sides so good so far. Marish. Poshim shat the gemara. Not a story. A hysterical woman. Watch out. It's dangerous. Hysterical woman. Hai Safta da Soika made Rav Nachman Amale Resh Kalusa Vukula Rabonan to be Resh Kalusa Visuka Gazula Vyasvi Tzavcha. She's screaming and screaming and yelling. The rabbis are sitting in a stolen sukkah, those fakers, those phonies. Floashkhba, Rav Nachman. She's let her scream. Pay no mind, no attention. Amale Itza da Havile Avua. Klas Meya Vitamisri Avdi. Who's that? Avinu, right? 318 should be Kabi Stella. Yes, that's it. Safcha Kamaichu, Veloashke Chisuba. To translate in today's world, I'm a Rebbe She'enikol. I come from a Chasidish Rebbe. What's the name? Avram Avinu. The biggest Rebbe. Omalahu Rav Nachman. He told the people near him, Pi'isahida, she's a screamer. V'ein lo la demei eitzim bilvad. She's not entitled to anything but the demei eitzim. Why is that true? She's only entitled to demei eitzim. Rashi says, towards the end of the narrow line, entitled to demei eitzim bilvad. Tekakonas chachomim yizu al hamorish hagozul shebno bebira sheyita la nigzal es domov lo chivu leka'akeas binyono metakonas hashavim. Imagine that. Guy built a Freedom Tower, 100 floors, and he stole one beam on the first floor. Take it all down. He's going to do tshuva. Forget it. You say, pay the money. Takonas Hashem. Fine. So therefore, the item itself belongs to the Goslin. And she's just a hysterical woman. We can ignore her. And presumably, the person can fulfill the mitzvah with stolen wood because of Takonas Hashem. Let's see it inside. Actually, Omer Avina, Hakshua de Metalalta de Gzula, a beam which is put into a sukkah, which is a stolen beam. Avde Rabbanan Takanta Mishim Takanas Morish. They made a Takanta. Morish Bibira means exactly a beam in a castle. A beam in a castle, right? Takonas Morish, let's see the last two lines of Rashi. Takanta le toldamav, take the money and leave the beam there. Takonas Morish, v'lo arminon ein kan hefsed meruba v'yistar sukaso. Ah, You built the Freedom Tower. You can't expect you to take a beam from the first floor, knock the 100 floors down. Maybe even you build a plain old house. Same thing. Here, it's only a sukkah. Sukkah, how long is a sukkah going to last anyway? A week, no? You know, my father's out would tell the story in the Lower East Side that they used to make the sukkahs under fire escapes in the apartment houses. They didn't have anyone wants to make a sukkah. So someone called the fire department. It's a fire alley. The sukkah blocks the fire escape. They came down to the marshal and said, you have 10 days to take it down. Okay, so over here too. What's the big thing? It's going to come down in 10 days anyway. So why should we make a takonas marish? Right? Let's go again. Before we finish the Rashi, see the Gemara. Again, Pshita. Maishna be Eitzin. How is it different than Eitzin? I guess we have to finish the Rashi first. Let's finish the Rashi. Hold on. V'lo amina nekan hefzim ruva v'yisto sukoso the mitzvah mashvi le'kol shiva kibinyan keva. For this particular week, Pshita Maishna be Eitzin. Damar on the Yale, Gabi. So we know already. Ma'od etema, eitzim shchichi, Rashi, liknos bedamim, sheyiten lozeh hilchach mishum takonas hashavnu atrichu legozel to nigzel matzil mitrichu mizmin. I give you $100. You buy wood. Wood's available in every street corner. Avol hai, such a fancy beam. Lo shchicha, aim alo. Yeah. Kamash Milan. What do you mean? Hanimile bego shiva. Aval abasa shiva. Hada be'ene. After the 7 days, it goes back. Shim chibro betina. What does tina mean? Rashi, havle kishar binyan kavua. I feel like a shiva nami yavle dami. So there are two kinds of takanas morish. One, you built it in the Freedom Tower, put a beam in, and it's a hefsin move, but it knocked the whole building down. And two, there's a sukkah, and it applies both in the case of a beam and the case of wood. Ad kan sukkah sigmar. That's as far as we're going. I asked you sigmar until here. The rest sigmar we're not going to see. That's the mission we're not going to see right now. We just covered Rabosa at the first part of the Shia to read through the Gemara. A little tiny bit of Rashi and a tiny bit of Tosfos. Any questions so far? Good. So we have the principle of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. I think that the most appropriate place to start our learning is in Daftes. Why Daftes? Because that's what we learned the first parak, as you recall. And I told you we're going to postpone this Tosfos until we get to the Lulav HaGozel. Kind of make good to my word. The last Tosfos on Daftes Amud Aleph, which I hope some of you saw by now, the Gemara says, Ahu mibarle limute gzula. You need a pasuk to exclude gzula. What pasuk? It's a base in the Torah Shalem. Chag asukos tasa lecha shivas yamim. Lecha comes to eliminate gzula. If it's stolen, you cannot be yotiv with a stolen sukkah. Tema. Tepele shum dehavele mitzvah bo b'aveira. Teme haitaima paslinen estrik. What's on the side, guys? Lulav. Okay, that's all. We'd like that. Lulav agozel. Lulav agozel b'yomtiv. Sheini l'kamon. Reishpek lulav agozel. Look at that. You follow, understand? A great kasha. Who needs a drasha of l'cha? To exclude Gozel, let's just say it's mitzvah haba ba'avera. What a great question. Now, uvahu shmaitza gufa kasha, to come a bishlam, now they ask the kasha on our daf. Bishlam b'yomtiv rishin bina lechem ishalechem. Ela b'yomtiv sheni amai umishani shumdav the mitzvah haba ba'avera. Wait a minute. Fahashta imkein, lomali lechem ishalechem, rebbein ishalolim. Who needs a pasuk or the kachtam lochem? It's a mitzvah b'aveira. Now, that's not really a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Mi yuhasam ikal l'shnuye. Itzrich l'mit a shol. Oh, okay, obvious answer. borrowed, it's not avera to borrow something. Okay? So you need a pasuk to exclude something which is borrowed. Fine. Ava gabe sukkah, leka lishnui hachi, the rabbonon, the armin, the kama perka yoshen, the adam yosi lechavasa, the sukkah shoch avero, for nafka, the midichsil kol ezach of Yisrael, yeshe besukkah, smolamish kol Yisrael, ruin neshe besukkah achas. So what does that mean? What do you mean? It's not true. You are yotze with shol. So when you're supposed to knock out gozel, it's not shalachem. Again, you need a pasuk to knock out gozel, but it's mitzvah of avera. V'yesh lama. The tama, the mitzvah of avera, lav d'oraisa, elamid d'rabbanon. Stop right over here. It's the rabbanon. That's an easy way out. Rabosai, no pasuk was quoted from the Chamishchem Shetorah. Right, the psukim, am I right? All the psukim seem to be coming from Tanakh, from Nevi'im, right? So that Tosfos is assuming it's a din derabbanan. Maybe we call it a smachta, din derabbanan, and therefore you need lechada Torah. The psukim gezula is no good minat Torah. Everyone with me so far? Such a simple question, a simple answer. Okay, great. Everyone with me so far? Got it? Does anyone know another answer to the Tosfos question? Okay, no one's expected to see all the Rambam comments in one day. As I told you, our go-to person through this Masechta is the Ritva. In two places, both on Daf Tes and here in the Luma Gozel, he gives a very interesting answer to this question. Watch this. I only want to read you one paragraph. Just one little paragraph. We'll be together. Is it on the screen? You able to see it? Let's read this one paragraph together. It's on the Maariv Kamos. Ha damrina and how we bore the mitzvah of sukkah gezula tamir milsa halama likra table a bishul that mitzvah ba avera as it says by korban and lulav. Right, we saw this. Tirtzu betosus the leka lemeima the mitzvah ba avera and the bedover habol the ratzos ki korban velulav avolov bishar mitzvahs. When it comes to at Korban, we saw the pasuk that was quoted before in Aflamed Amon Aleph. What did it say? We read the whole pasuk. Ha Eretzel also mi etchel am Rasha. How he wants to translate the word Eretzel or Ritzui, the Ratzos. Appease could be okay. It's supposed to appease Hashem. It's supposed to be, you know, how do we say it in davening? See the Ratzon Tamed, right? It means the word L'Ratzon is found often in parashas Vayikra. Korbanos are supposed to be L'Ratzon. It's supposed to be, it's hard to translate the word really precisely. It should be Hashem should accept it willingly, L'Ratzon. But if it's something which is coming to an Aveira, Hashem is not appeased, doesn't want it for L'Ratzon, so it's no good. What about lulav? Why is lulav considered l'ratzos? Anybody know? Lulav sounds like it's a very technical mitzvah, like all the other 247. Why is lulav called l'ratzos? Anybody know? Want to give a guess? Correct. Later on, the Gemara says that you shake the lulav around, it eliminates the bad winds and the bad dew. And generally speaking, Chazal have taken that idea of what we call na'anuim, which I'm sure you all know about, based on Oziranu Atzeyol, Fnei Hashem. It's considered to be like a ritzu, yashira. And let's not forget, what do you say when you do these na'anuim? What do you say? God bless America? What do you say? Hodol Hashem Kitov. You say Halel. That's mentioned Hashem's name. So if Hashem's name is mentioned in that context, so it's Bol Ratzos, like a korban. Fine. Avalo b'shar mitzvahs. Sukkah is not l'ratzos. Sukkah is a technical mitzvah. Great answer, no? It sounds great to me. V'lesa. What's wrong with him? K'demucha b'yishami b'psachim. I mean, matzah gzula. Matzah gzula. Matzah gzula. Gzula. Stolen matzah. Right? Stolen matzah. So, here, when quotes a Yerushalmi in Pesachim, so, right, you have it here on the, it's on the Maram HaKaimus, this ritva, Daftes. I put a couple of footnotes here, maybe tell you a little bit, help you out to find some of the things. Let's take a look. I'll read it to you. Daftes of an Alf. Here we go. Watch this. Oh, here we go. Psachim. What's a Psachim? Right, this is footnote 718, which I ask you to see. Dibi Yerushalmi is not a Psachim. Gvalt. It's in Chala. Masech to Chala. Matzah gzula, also I'm reading from the footnote. I hope some of you saw it. Also the varech aleh, botzeya barach niyetz Hashem. So the Gemara says, hadod neteima betchila, aber besof lo domim hu chayev lo. Only also money. Rabbi Yonah Amar, ein avera mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Amar, ein mitzvah avera. I'm not sure what the difference between the two. It sounds like we're saying the same thing. Om Rav Hila, Eila HaMitzvahs, Im Asisan Ki Mitzvahs, and then Mitzvahs, V'im Lav, Einan Mitzvahs. Pretty powerful source. This is what the, what do you call it, Ein Avera Mitzvah, Ein Mitzvah Avera, that is supposedly the equivalent of what, Rabbi Osai and Talmud Bavli? No? Mitzvah Baba Avera. And it applies to Matzah. Matzah is not a Mitzvah which comes as the Ritzu, like Korban and Lulav, that is the Ritva's Kasha. Not only that, V'hosam na'imucha k'tzas, the mitzvah ba'a ba'vera, Isur Torahu. Isur Torahu. Why Isur Torahu? Ela mitzvahs, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Right? You have to do it right. Opposite Gemara from the Nevi'im, it's from Chumash. So v'yesh lomar, the anan hashta l'shmul kaimin the less they mitzvah b'aveira. Shemach yitzchuk l'nekrom l'krom l'mudei gzul. A very simple answer. We'll call a balabatish answer. Simple answer. The Gemara on daf tes goes according to Shmuel, who denies the whole concept of mitzvah b'aveira. According to us, you don't even need it. Inami. Tafilu l'chul yama nami yitzchuk. Why? Should the belulav asarachmana gozul v'shaul v'chazina and gabi sukkah the shari rachmana midichsiv kol ezer yisrael yeshav asukas kol yisrael yeshav asukas arach yisrael come on yeah watch this have a saka daitach to adin the shari gzula v'lo chosh mishem mitzvah abo b'aveira why kevan de eina bo l'ratzis oh that's the havamim Tosis as it is the maskana. The Inani Ritva says, I have a mean. Chamash Malon, L'chosh L'chot He'lemut Egzula, Tafilu B'dav Hashem Abol Ratzos, Ikanami Mishu Mitzvah Abol Aveiro. Okay? That sounds like it's going back to the original thing we said at the beginning. So it would appear. Fine. Ad Kan Rabosai. We have a very nice little break by reading what the Ritva had to say about this important sugya. Okay? A very important Ritva, and he actually repeats it in the Flamin Aleph a little bit differently. We'll maybe get to it a little bit later. I don't want to read everything at one time. But the Ritva says the same thing over here on our sugya. On our sugya. Fine. Fine. Now, I throw you out of your sukkah. Ah, Gemara. Is that a mitzvah of Aver? Gemara seems to say, no. No. Why not? Kark and exelis. So what? So once again, since I asked you to see the other ritva, I told you the ritva is the main man, let's see the other ritva. Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. What's the fight? He threw him out of his own sukkah, right? Fine. Hikshib Tosfos. Mikomakom. Came and should talk for Mechavero. He commits a Babavero. Rebina Shalom. You threw him out, and by throwing him out, you did an Avera. He's a Gezel. So why is it not considered to be what? A Mitzvah Haba Bavera. That's a great question. Watch. Tirtzu. Lo Amina Mitzvah Bavera, Elabadava Shabola Ratzis. Korban, he had one thing. Shofar of a little cousin. Oh, he threw in shofar too. We all know shofar. Shofar is Davin with the shofar. It's your Shoshani, it's for Kapor with the shofar. That's Ritzui, fine. For lo nira, don't be Rishalmi, Choshul, the Matzah, Shal Tevel, the Matzah, Gzul, the Mishmitzah, Baba Veira, Kedekasimas, I stand enough tests. Avala Nocha. The words are very important. Kevon, lo konile klal, uvirshuse, the more Isa, still belongs to the original owner, because as we saw in Tosis here, the top three words of Laman and Beis, Eina Knuya Legazel, still belongs to the original owner. V'ein ma mitzvah me'utziyosu m'shuz ba'aleha lo chashiva mitzvah ba'aveira v'arei ki ilu hoysa soda di alma gzula b'rishuso sh'af al pi she'aveira b'yodo en asuko nifselas b'kach. Now we come to our first lumdusha question. Why is it so? Apparently you can do an aveira, and despite the fact that you did an aveira, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. And the question becomes, how does one understand this? How does one understand this? Anybody, before I give you my teretz? Anybody? Let's take a case of lulav agazel. I already stole it. So what do you mean? That's a problem? I already did the aveira. It's like the case gives the case. I already stole the field, and now I build a sukkah on my stolen field. So that's sukkah's kosher. Why is it? If I take a lulav which had previously been stolen, it's no good. Anybody? Yes?
Maybe the aveira is not the only way you could have done the mitzvah. Like the Tosfos said that. Since you could have done the mitzvah without doing the aveira, it's not like the mitzvah of aveira.
Very good. As the Tosfos says over here, the question becomes, could you have, or couldn't you? In other words, how do you calibrate that Tosfos? There was
like
no need to throw him out. Could have been a nice guy about it. Just asking, you're going to let give me a rishus to sit in his sukkah. Okay. Is that what it says over here? Is that what it means? Not necessarily. I stole the field. I built a sukkah. If I wouldn't have stolen the field, I couldn't have built a sukkah there. There was no sukkah here. I can ask the guy to let them borrow it. So here, Abosai is the first. Yes.
It's not a
chatzis. Oh, I took the word out of my mouth. The number one word in the lumdisha yeshiva circles, mitzvah avera, is chefza. Chefza is the key word. Chefza. The object has to be a despicable object, because an avera was done with respect to this object. The fact that a person did an avera, but if we don't view the chefza as being something which is abominable, the principle of mitzvah ba avera does not apply. Yes? Yeah, sure.
So in the shal shira v'shal irani da'as,
yes.
Why do we need mishum mitzvah shira? Doesn't Tosfos deal with that? As in,
that's a good question. Excellent question. Why need another reason when it comes to Asher or Yerani Dachas? We should say the Chefta has already knocks it out as what? Mitzvah Bo Baveira. Excellent question. One could say, as we saw over here, as you made reference to Tosfos as the Kasha effect, Tosfos said like this: I can't get my hands on that lulav unless I steal it. So the theft is the facilitator of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's a mitzvah of aveira. Yes, the theft is abominable, but it also could not have been accessed without the abominable act that made the theft abominable.
It's two in conjunction, which means.
Right. But I have a lulav, I share in the dagas, it's gratuitous. What? I got a hold of it because through the avodah zara, I could have gotten it without the avodah zara. That's why it's sort of something extraneous and irrelevant. That's Tosis. So it's a chefta plus. Okay, with me so far? So far, so good. Chefta. The key is chefta. What about karka? When it comes to karka, no, karka. Karka is not a chefta gozel because karka ain't an exelus. So the aveira you did, not supposed to throw somebody out of his own land. Obviously, it's an Isur Gzela, presumably. We assume it's an Isur Gzela Sigzo. Okay? But nonetheless, the Cheft is not considered to be abominable. Where else do you find such a thing? This is Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi, I'd like to show you. I don't think I put it on the Maramakomas today, Yerushalmi. I try not to do these things. I wonder if it has access to Yerushalmi's. But our screen certainly does. Let's turn to Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi. It's in Shabbos. Perek is it? I think it says Perek. Watch this. Look. We'll start from the beginning. Hakorea bechamoso. Anyone ever learned Shabbos over here? It's a famous Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. Right. Watch this. Matzah gezula and yotza v'yechavos v'pesach. So the question becomes, he did Kriya on Shabbos, a meso, so why is it Yotze? Why? Omalun, Taman, Gufa Aveira. Bramhacha, Huavar Aveira. What it sounds like? Chefta! That's what it sounds like, right? The Matzah Gzul is a Chefta, which is abominable. But in the case in which what? What did he do? What did he do? He did an act of kriya. So kriya on Shabbos is a terrible aveira, but it's not as any kind of chefta, which is considered abominable. Let's go a little bit further. Kach ani omer, watch this. Hoti matzim b'shusay yochid l'shusay rabim, eino yotzim b'yidei chavoso b'pesach? Is that really true? Is it true? Probably not. It's what we call bitmia. Since I knew about this, I brought my Yerushalmi. You shouldn't think that it's only on the screen. Yerushalmi, see it? I'll put it on my desk so you can all look at it tomorrow. We're doing the Talmud Bavli, it's true, but there's a Yerushalmi once in a while comes in handy. In our parak for sure. There's quite a few Yerushalmis which are a great impact. And we did the Mefarshim. Okay, I can probably show you the Mefarshim. Let's see. The first is Korbanes. Korbanes like Rashi. Oh. What halacha was that?
Gimel.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, Matzah Gzula. Avera Bo. So Kriya B'Shabbos, it's also Avera Bo. Guf Avera. HaMitzvah Atzma Hi Avera Shel Molei. You know Tosis, right? Il Molei. Il Molei Lo Gzola. lo hay yachol levarech aleh lekayim mitzvah, because it was in someone else's closet. Uvamasha cholin ases ikar avera sheni yachol lekayim mitzvah hashem zayah shagazal. The eating itself is an avera. Number one, it was inaccessible without the avera, and the eating itself concludes the avera, because until I ate it, I could give it back. Not after you ate it. Hacha avalkanu over avera. It's true. Shakara b'Shabbos. Aval ein b'kriya avera. What? Ein doesn't read straight. Aval ein b'kriya avera ilu kara b'beged zebachol. The same way as a guy when somebody died ripped it on Shabbat, could have ripped it on Friday, could have ripped it on Sunday. You can't say it. What made the garment accessible was the avera of chilul Shabbos. Like Tosfos talks about the Avodah Zarah, it didn't have to do it on Shabbos. Hilchos Yosei Kriya. Oh, kach ani omer bitmiya, v'chi kach ani omer shem hotzi matzli mishusay yochel mishusay rabim shiyosei bo yidei chavosim bepesach. Is that what you mean, really? Bitmiya? No. Ela dafka b'matzli gzula amukein. V'akochach b'chalek k'mo shemarti d'hosem in avera b'gufa. Uvigzela avera begufa. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Pashas means that number one, it has to be something which you needed, and number two, it has to do with the chefza, right? That's a question. Which of those two is it's complicated? Rishalmi, there are two different themes playing out over here. You have Vart Menachem chefza. And also the question of whether you could have done without it. They both seem to be relevant in terms of the Yerushalmi. Okay. Let's go slow. Yes?
Isn't it not true that you're the Mazel Mitzvah of Vashem's Gzela after you eat the matzah?
You can't get the matzah back. You can give money.
Yeah,
isn't that a money for Kumut of Vashem's Gzela? That's a big machloek as Tosus and the Rambam and Makkas. After Zion, but in any event, you're supposed to give it back. You're not supposed to eat and give back money. So it's to some extent, it's a bit la mitzvah for sure. It's a bit complex. Ad kan, Rabosai. Ad kan. Now, since we have these mefarshim, go back to this for a second. You know, the same author, the Korban Ha'eda, that's his Rashi, but he also has the very next one, his Tosfos, Shiore Korban. Is that Lacha Gimel we said? Whoopi, he goes fast here. Lacha Gimel. Watch this. Kosvo Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Let's take a look and see it in Tosfos. Why should we see it in on screen? Well, it's better to see it in, you remember it better, you see it in print. Take a look, Rabosai. Lamed Amud Aleph. Have a look inside. It's the fifth narrow line in the top toast lamed aleph. Fim toma, the kamon, the pastin and lulav shel asher v'shelir nidachas. Through the michtas shiuri, it means that it does no shiur because it's considered crumbled. Tepik lemishin mitzvah baba veira. V'sua ma'isharina the lav asher the moshes. That's a detail we'll get to later. V'yesh loma, lo dami legezel the machmas aveira hagezel bo hamitzvah shiyotibo. Havalahani otu makmas avera shenasmo be nafik bay. Could have had it without the avodah zara. Pirish lidereyan shimlo haya over la shera haya mekayim mitzvah ketikuna. Vein apsul makmas atzma el shuav avera v'hainu kamoshim b'shani hashas means v'sham mikan. Afa rashba besuka herech lo chiyach kilek zeh. There ain't no rashba in sukkah. I told you the ritva. It's called the Rashba. They thought it was the Rashba. V'tema shalohevi divrei hashas elu shadavim afurish k'moshkatsu befrat sharashba maybe divrei rishami kam mechidushim. It's a kash in the Rashba and Shabbos and the Rashba and Sukkah. Rashba is not the Rashba and Sukkah. It's a ritual. The last line is no kash. But the question becomes: if it's why didn't Tosfos call the Rishami, which seems to be proving his point? Unless Rabbi Osai, the Chefza comes in. If the Chefza comes in, we understand very well that you cannot compare the Yerushalmi's case to the Asherah, and because Asherah and Avodah Zarah, it's just despicable, abominable, a chefza. Whereas over here in Masech the Shabbos, not only is the question of you didn't need to access it, it's also not really a chefza. Follow me? This could be a possible answer to the kasha of the Shorei Karban against Artosis. Why? Artosis also knew the Yerushalmi by heart. But they didn't quote the Yerushalmi. It's not a proof positive to their particular point. Okay. Yerushalmi doesn't quite prove the case. Fine. Now, Rabosai, question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Ritva's Kasha. How can Tosfos say, not our Tosfos, the Tosfos we had on the screen before, only if it's Bola Ratzos, but the Yerushalmi says it applies to Matzah as well. It's a great Kasha. It's a great Kasha. We could say, not the first time, the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. It all depends upon the Alfusa. The Bavli's Alfusa is what we call Ritzui centered, Chefta centered, if you want to throw that in as well. Because they quote the Pasuk that we saw over here, right? Gozels Duma de Piseach, right? That is Chefta and Ritzui centered. What's the, how's the Pasuk end, I told you? There's the word Ritzui right there. So the Bavli, by quoting a post which has the word Ritzui in it, may be limited to Ritzui, as Tosis in the quoted by the Ritva, claims, I, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi quotes a different Pasuk. The Yerushalmi quotes a whole different Pasuk of Eila Mitzvahs, a different Russia, a different definition. So we can answer the Kasha of Tosis by giving the Ritva's answer the name of Tosfos, that it only applies to Ritzui, called the Talmud Bavli, either Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is a different Russia. Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. It's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Wouldn't be the first time in history. What's such a bad teretz? That's probably the simplest answer of all. Now, Rabosai, I can't resist but sharing with you another teretz to Tosfos Kasha Daf Tes. We have some of two answers, right? Tosfos gets the Rabbanon, and the Ritva says only by Ritzui. But it's a world famous answer that we may have mentioned in the very first shiur of the first man. We came up a little bit. In the first man, the very first thing we start with the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Always start with your grandfather, right? It's my elder Zayna. Why did the Mishnah choose to teach us that Shluchim Mitzvah, Padma Mitzvah, by Sukkah? Now, why no other Mitzvah? Remember what the answer to Pnei Yeshua suggested? Because you may have thought Sukkah is worse because you're doing an Aveira. You're not passing. You're eating outside the Sukkah. And I mentioned at the time, the serious question, is that really true? What's the definition? So let's take a look and see the Minchas Chinuch. This is Rabbos, this is as famous as you can get. This Minchas Chinuch is so famous that everybody knows about it. Everyone loves to argue with it, as a matter of fact. My Rebbe argued with it. Where is Sefer Mitzvahs? Right there. Minchas Chinuch. World famous. Watch this. Watch. It's a chaval. They don't start a new paragraph, so I almost didn't find it, but I found it. V'im ki ein darki b'chibur zeh laharach b'kushus u'pirukim masha ein nogea ladino. What's going on? The Minchas Chinuch is the most not like any Ladino safe that we have. It's so much, it's talking about Kotchim, it's talking about Taurus, but I only talk Ladino, right? Mikol mekom lo emona le Taurus kushes toisus Shani is daiti svar nechona b'masha hikshu daftes. Lama di kwa the sukkah the lechal mut exela gzula. Ho hal mitzvah baba veira. The old minchaschins were a million Rosh Hashanahs. The new ones, I brought it here. I brought it so we can everyone can look at it. Minchaschinuch, it's right there with all the Rosh Hashanahs have been removed. Right, just about. They spell them out. Yeah. Veleka lemute shol doshol kosher v'gzula v'labachi psula ayin shem toisus kash. V'nirali a whole arichus. Tine shnei minim yeshem mitzvah tase. Echot shuchiyah v'akar kafta dekolish mi Yisrael kibot tefillin v'esrig matzah. This kind of mitzvah. In mekayim osa osa ratzon abori yizbarach v'yisala. Kichein tziva lo hamelech baruch hu. V'mevat ala mitzvah. Bein amaniach tefillin, o shalon ataluluf, bita la mitzvah, v'yosef negat v'tzoni yizbarach v'onash yonash. Pretty, sounds like it's almost like a hashkafah shiur. Okay? V'yesh mitzvahs, she'ein chiyah la'asosam, k'yon tzitzis, da Torah lo chiva, also lulbosh beged shol dalat kanfis, v'mrot ha'olech below beged shol arba kanfis, v'ein negat rotzon abori baruch hu. Ach, v'mei v'yatzmo, Lidechiv, Shabkevon, Shabkevon, Lovish, Dalat, Confis, Lekayim, Mitzvah, Sitzis, Zetorah, Vayosher. What do we call this? Not a mitzvah, Chiyuvis. What does he call it? A mitzvah, what? Chiyumis. You ever heard those expressions? Chiyuvis means you're obligated. Chiyumis means if you do it, you get mitzvah points. You're not obligated. Fine. So far, so good. Okay. V'chein mitzvah zu. The Hainu Sukkah. Yesh b'shnei chalkei mitzvah. B'leil aleph shel sukkah. Mitzvah saseh lechol kazayas b'sukkah. M'chuyuv lachzor achas sukkah. V'meina rotsu lechol k'meina mol. Ki yu m'chuyuv lechol k'ma matzah v'tfilin. Lo ki mitzvah saseh b'lana v'shon osa negra tonu yizbaruch shmo. This is obvious. Here comes chiddush number one. M'chassim shel chiddush otzum v'noiro. Which many poskim think is absolutely wrong. Tell you in advance. What's chiddush of mechaboyse? Uveshar leilos v'yomim. Im rotze eino ochel v'ne yoshe v'sukkah v'yein shem chiyav olav kimo tzitzis. Achim ochel mitzvah say lecha v'sukkah mekayim ratzon baruch hu. Avlam eino ochel ein chiyav. Is this true? Well, so those of you who were in the shiur last zman, is this true? True. You don't have to eat. See, he's an American. And Americans usually don't sleep in the sukkah. We only eat in the sukkah. So we think that, you know, the whole thing is eating. You don't have to eat. It's a mefurah shikamara. But on a simple level, basukus teishu shivas yamim is an absolute chiyuv. How you define yeshiva is teishu came to duru. You don't live in your house 24/7. You go out sometimes, but fundamentally, it is a chiyuv. Sleeping there, whatever else you're doing there, this is not so partial to Minchasirik is assuming in his initial assumption. Okay, but that's his assumption. Okay, you got it so far. Controversial assumption. As a matter of fact, I'm going to open up here. They have some of the comments on the bottom. They give you a couple of people who disagree with the Minchasirik. They tell you on the bottom in the footnotes who disagrees. I have it open to this page. Hachronim hirbu l'tzmo achidushol sh'rabbeinu. They quote? Yeah, he quotes Gilyone Hashas. Do we have Gilyone Hashas in our... I don't think we have it on the... Is it there? I don't think so. So Yosef Engel, one of the great Gedolim who lived 100 years ago, he says, Sukkah mitzvah chiyuvis. It's an obligation. V'lochein v'vorochen alea kol shiva. Elad de besukas, ikad de mitzvah gedekein dira. V'achiv lodo v'shiva s'yamek mo bebeso. V'chol she'ochel pas v'yoshein v'chuyiv lecho v'lishan besukah. And he quotes the Rashba says so in the Shuvah. So the whole assumption of the Minchas Chinuch they say is wrong. Before we even get to the next Chiddush. Minchas Chinuch is Chiddush al-Gabe Chiddush. But the first, they say the first chiddush is wrong. Okay? Gilyone Hashas. I don't know if I can get it for you, but I'm reading it to you from the bottom. The bookmark is here, Rabbi Osai. I found it here. I mean, someone looked at it before. When they learned Avtes, I guess it's in the right place. Okay? Right. Watch. V'gam b'shnei mitzvah salalu hu b'tzir gam l'shem b'vatla mitzvah v'yosu negat v'tzono k'mo sh'eina m'nech tfilin g'nam lo v'esh beget shel dalet kanfis v'yeinu matel tzitzis oz over ala mitzvah. Then you're a bum if you don't wear four-cornered garments. You're not a bum, you're just not doing, you don't have any mitzvah points. You wear four-cornered garments and you what? Don't put on strings, then you're a bum. So too. V'cheinim ochel achilas keva chutz sukkah or rala mitzvah. You're a bum. So when it comes to sukkah and when it comes to tzitzis, in a certain circumstance, you're obligated. And you can avoid the circumstance. How so? Don't eat. And don't wear four-cornered garment. That's what he screamed to be also saying. It's not true. You have to sit the sukkah anyway. We're not eating. Fine. Haklal, this is a great Baal Masber. Haklal. The Oseh HaMitzvah Mekayim B'chol Inyan HaMitzvah V'Oseh Ratzono Baruch Hu V'yesh Eina Mekayim HaMitzvah V'Over Al Ratzono Akamu Lo V'esh Beget Shal Dal Kafes O'ochel Kevachot Sasuk V'yesh in between She'eina Mekayim HaMitzvah V'gam Eina Over Kigon Be'ina Lo V'esh HaBeget Be'ina Ochel Daklal V'zeh Poshet. Poshet? He screams it's not true. But Mech Tzinech, it's Poshet. So far, so good? Any questions? Got it? Right. Poshet. Okay, Poshet. Hinei Nira. Assumption number two. The Hob Mitzvah Zabav Aveira. Eino Yotze Hatam Takodesh Baruch Hu Eino Rotze Bekach V'lo L'Rotze on the fun of the Sanegar Yaseh Kategor, that the Kategor should make a Sanegar. Ein Ran Reish Perek Lula v'gozel, v'ni Hashem soni gozel biyola. Okay, so far so good. V'hine, watch. Mishum ze shayach shapir lomar. The loyotu yedei ha-mitzvah, ki ze eino rotzo nabori yizborach, v'im kein lo kiyim ha-mitzvah, v'ze shayach shapir b'mitzvah ha-chiyuvis, an obligatory mitzvah. Kayim lo yotzu yedei ha-vosel, Yochovas haMitzvah, v'meila loas haMitzvah, ubitel haMitzvah, ki zebez etayik mashkas hafti. So you're a bum if you, how should we say it nicely, if you take a lulav which is possible b'shemitzvah above avera, you're not yotzi yachiv. So you're an absolute bum. Avle mitzvah she'enem chiyuvis kol tzitzis v'sukkah. That's true. That's true. Like neither here nor there. It's a draw. So a draw, when you are obligated to do something you didn't do it, you're a bum. But when it comes to sukkah and tzitzis, you're not a bum. Have the commission ain't a lovish beggar cloud? Although ochel cloud? The low beat them a low keying. What an interesting svara. Hokanami, nay, low keem a mitzvah kilo lorots in the front of your bazaar. Avo, mikomakom low beatel. Lo nuchalodin also commission ochel kutsusuka. Osha lovish beggar below tzitzis. Frako kimo, she ain't a osa mitzvah cloud. Olech below beggar, or she ain't a ochel cloud. Ki be'emes hu lovesh tzitzis v'yochel besukah ach she'enu l'rosh l'fon of yizbarach hab l'kilu lo kiyim ha-mitzvah aval lo nucha lodin also kilu bitl ha-mitzvah kevet de mikol makom osa mitzvah ayin v'tovin. Woo hoo. Next kiddush nifla of the Minchas Chinuch. That mitzvah baba avera doesn't mean you didn't do the there was no maisa mitzvah, no cheft to the mitzvah, there's no what? Finish the word. There's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. I was waiting for that word, right? Kiyum ha-mitzvah. Follow? So when is a chiyuv and you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so you're a bum. When the holy is a mitzvah, kiyumis, true, you weren't mekayim. It's no worse than somebody who's outside the sukkah or someone who's not wearing full cornered garment. Footnote. Who says, of course, Shara Yosher. Who wrote the Shara Yosher? Who wrote the Shara Yosher? Of Shimon Shkop, who once taught in our yeshiva, as you may know, many years ago, about 90 years ago, about approximately. The mitzvah of Avera, Havichisorin, B'dover Atzmo, Shemekayim Bar Mitzvah. As the Gemara says, Gozel Dimit de Piseach. Not merely it's a chisorin in the Kiyum Rebosai, it's a chisorin in the Chefza, in the Dover Atzmo, in the Maestro, whatever you want to call it. But he says not that way too. So he has two bombshell chidushim in one teretz, and both of them are very controversial. He really thinks it's poshut. Okay. I have no time. I want to get to the main point over here. I'm skipping. Just, Rabbi, you should look at yourself to see the other parts. I just haklal the mitzvah baba vera the mitzvah have a mitzvah rak. It is a mitzvah rak bar the avera the sukkah have sukkah rak shalol the rasa nechashiv. Avon mikol makom eno yoshiv chutz sukkah. Rabbi Shimon says he's wrong. Avol ain't beinam about the mitzvah. Avon masha Torah psala came the mele eno mitzvah klal over masha yoshiv chutz sukkah. Hafochba hadvarim and yestaitib kainim v'amitim v'rachter b'zer derech pilvul ain't kam makoma b'chibuzer. This is what is makoma nadin. How do you like that? Two amazing chidushim in the minchas chinuch, and both premises are rejected by those who came later. We saw the Asman Daraisa rejects his assumption that what? There's no chiyuv to be in sukkah. Is that true? It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. How you fulfill it? It's kain taduru. And the Shara Yoshe rejects his other assumption that mitzvah of Avera is only a lack of the kiyuv. He says, no, it's good, it's like a piseach. It's a sorin in the cheft itself. I just want to point out to you, my Rebbe also rejected. Of Soloveitchik, I learned sukkah with the Rav. He also rejected Minchas Chinuch for the same reasons. Now, Rabosai, question. We're going to end in 2 minutes. We have to end, but I wanted to point out to you as follows: this Tosis, your vort over here, Tosis over here. On Daf Laman Amar Aleph, Tosin the Kasha of Yoni Nidachas clearly assumed that it's a Chasara and Rabosai, presumably in the Chefza, because in the Kasha they assumed it doesn't matter, you didn't need it to access the object. It's still a Chasara in the Chefza, it's despicable. When they answered and they said, since you could have done without it, did they back out from the premise? And they're non-yeshivish? Or they maintain the premise that really it's only in a chefza. But they added a condition. It's only a chefza where you needed the aveira to access the object. That's the question. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says that Ashera is a mitzvah habor b'aveira. Some claim there's actually a gears from the Gemara that way. Yes, there's a gears from the Gemara that way. So therefore, even though you didn't really need it, doesn't make a difference. So it's not clear. Then we have this idea of the Yerushalmi. What's this bottom line? The Shiori Carbon thought it's just a matter of what? Accessible or not. He said it's the same thing as Tosis. We threw in the Chefze element into the Rishalmi. Doesn't say it beferish. And a final point before we stop the Shira, so the final point is as follows. If someone rips a garment, we say the Yotze. Right? Even on Shabbos. It could be, Rabosai, it could be because there's no specific chefs of the mitzvah. Any garment will do. Any garment will do. So you can't talk about a chefza if you're going with the yeshiva shalomis of chefza. There really is no chefza. You need a garment, but any garment will do. It doesn't matter what the. In contrast to all that we said until now, every other chefza in the mitzvah needs a specific, you know, a whole shulchan aruch worth of criteria. What kind of lula, and an esrig, and a sukkah, and a matzah. So if you need a chefza, what we'll call, which is, has requirements and details, then it's a chefta which can have the psul of mitzvah b'aveira. You could have said, when it comes to a garment, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. My nafkamina rabosai, come on. My quiz show. If you know this, then you got the whole shiur. What's a nafkamina? Can you fulfill kriya with a stolen garment? If you hold what we just said now, even a stolen garment's okay. There's no details. Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch says you can rip on Shabbos a Yotzei. You rip a stolen garment, you're not Yotzei. This indicates the Cheftza Lumdus. Follow me? Because the Cheftza, even though it's not with details, but it's a stolen garment. It's despicable. It's abominable. As opposed to be ripped on Shabbos. For those who are out of time, for those who are new, you have 3 minutes to get down to Mincha on the second floor of the Beis Medrash, where we learn. The best place to daven is the place that you learn. And it's the nicest davening as well. Those who have to daven other places, we Moichel B'Lev Sholem. But ideally, you should daven at the minyan, which belongs to our Beis Medrash. Okay, tomorrow, we'll continue these important sugyas. I'll give you this to take downstairs, and this to take downstairs, and we'll be on the desk.